Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are turning to Wall Street to help fund their bids for the White House. Last week, Trump named a former Goldman Sachs partner as his national finance chair, and Clinton has reaped a windfall from Wall Street donors who used to support Republicans. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with Donald Trump. He has said all along that he's self-financing his campaign, although much of the roughly $40 million he spent of his own money are loans that can be repaid to him. And he has also raised funds from some contributors. But now he's not even going to try to do that anymore. What's his plan?
Plan now, raise money to fight the fight against Hillary Clinton. He's arguing that he's going to need a huge war chest to fight against her over the next 6 months. You know, we're about 6 months away now from the election. But he hasn't aggressively pursued the financial sector really until now. And why would he go after that? Why would he want their money? Well, that's where the money is. The financial services sector donated more than any other industry to the tune of $90 million in total contributions to campaigns the last cycle, and three times as much of that money went to the Republican nominee Mitt Romney as went to Mr. Obama. Hmm. So that's a good place to be mined if they're open to him.
And Trump says he's going to need up to $1.5 billion for the general election. But yesterday, his finance team also picked up Anthony Scaramucci, who's a New York investor with close ties to Wall Street. How helpful is somebody like that going to be in terms of helping to fund Trump's campaign?
Right. Well, he has close ties indeed. He's a former Goldman Sachs employee as well. That said, how effective he'll be, we don't know yet. Here's one thing that's going to be a question that he may be asked, and that is he's been donating to Democrats. He donated over $7,000 to the Clinton campaign since 2000. And in 2008, after Clinton dropped out, he then donated the maximum to Barack Obama's presidential campaign. Hmm. He's also worked previously with George Soros, you know, the mega donor, the Democratic mega donor, who's given $8 million to super PACs backing Clinton so far this cycle. So it remains to be seen, and this is all amid concerns in the Republican Party about Trump's conservative credentials.
Well, an interesting choice given all of the things that you just said. What about Hillary Clinton? She has a lot of support on Wall Street. According to Real Clear Politics, she got more than half of all the Wall Street donations to candidates in March, many of them from people who used to support Republicans who've dropped out of the race.
That's right. And what's more, she's won more campaign contributions from the financial services industry, from those executives, than all other candidates combined thus far. And the Wall Street Journal did an analysis, found that she's raised over $4 million in total from Wall Street thus far. You know, one reason why she's maybe effective thus far is that she's been using that money to fight Bernie Sanders, and you really can't imagine a candidate who Wall Street would be less attracted to. So perhaps knocking him out of the race was a goal, but she's also had ties. You know, she was the senator from New York, and so she developed deep ties with Wall Street during her time in office.
And of course, it's a double-edged sword because Bernie Sanders could listen to this interview about her support on Wall Street and use it as a campaign ad if he wanted to, because of all of the hatred of Wall Street within not just the Democratic Party, but the country at this point. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thank you.